smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
This is KMFM. It's 1 o'clock. Here's Joanna Earle.
The Chancellor has announced he's scrapping his planned tax credit cuts while setting out what he's going to do with taxpayers' money in the next 5 years. We're expecting to hear about huge cuts to local government, business and justice, but also plans to build 400,000 new homes in England. George Osborne's told MPs he doesn't just want to tackle the budget deficit, but overturn it.
We have committed to running a surplus. Today I can confirm that the four-year public spending plans that I set out are forecast to deliver that surplus so we don't borrow forever and are ready for whatever storms lie ahead.
Yeah. But there are also fears key health services in Kent could be hit hard. KMFM's political editor Paul Francis has been telling us why.
Councils have taken on this new responsibility for these health programmes and health initiatives but aren't getting the same level of funding that they used to attract. So there is a concern that some of these initiatives are going to be underfunded and may not be possible to introduce as they were first anticipated.
This is KMFM News.
A Gravesend-based gang who traffics Slovakian women into the UK to sell them into sham marriages has been jailed for a total of more than 22 years. The five men and one woman were arrested after one of the victims reported she'd been kept at a house on Abbey Road in the town before being sold for £4,500. A Kent woman who was sexually assaulted after a night out has told KMFM how she tracked down her attacker on Facebook. Chanel Purchase was attacked near to her home in Sheerness by a man who'd insisted on walking her back. The 21-year-old reported it to police and was able to show officers a picture of him she found online.
He had told me that we had friends that he hung around with and I knew a few of the names. So I searched the names on Facebook and went through multiple different pictures until I come across a picture with him in it.
She's decided to speak out to warn other young women. 22-year-old James Huggett from Woodland Drive in Minster is due to be sentenced in January after being found guilty of attempted rape.
KMFM News.
Around half of the underground stations in Brussels have reopened today. The network has been closed since Saturday, along with schools and shopping centres, after the Belgian capital was put in lockdown over fears of a Paris-style attack. Sky's Alex Rossi, who's there, says it's been a major lockdown.
Shops have been shuttered, businesses have also been shuttered because of the fears of an imminent Paris-style attack. Now, what we're being told here by intelligence sources is that there is a prospect, they believe, of a second terror cell.
If you've got a tumble dryer, Trading Standards in Kent are urging you to check if it's one of three that have been recalled because they could catch fire. Indesit, Hotpoint and Creda models made over the last 11 years are affected. We're being given the chance to say thank you to the people in Kent who help children get safely to and from school. Lollipop men and women are being recognised for the first time in the annual Walk to School Awards. They're designed to praise the schools and volunteers who are running projects aimed at cutting the number of cars on the school run. Theo and Kira from Blean Primary say they do a great job.
He helps a lot of the pupils cross the road and he's very brave to do his job.
I think they have to be very brave and they just do it no matter what. They'll do it at any weather, whatever.
And the company who own Topshop, Burton's and Dorothy Perkins has confirmed it's launching a clothing range with Beyonce. Arcadia say the fitness and streetwear brand called Parkwood Topshop Athletic will go on sale next spring.
KMFM Sport.
Football and Gillingham remain unbeaten at home this season, with more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime. Here's Kieran.
Well, the Deals beat Rochdale 2-0 at Priestfield to stay second in League One. Midfielder Bradley Dack got his 10th goal of the season and spoke to us after the match.
Teams are starting to come here and trying to stop us from playing, which is, we've got to take that as a compliment, and tonight they tried to do that, but it was a bit too strong for them, and we've got to keep that going at home.
Meantime, Arsenal's Champions League campaign is still alive after they beat Dinamo Zagreb 3-0. Chelsea are top of their group following a 4-0 win in Israel over Maccabi Tel Aviv. They've not been in the best form in general. Boss Jose Mourinho says there's still plenty to work on.
You are never happy with the way we are playing, even when we play very well. there are always things to improve.
And in tennis, Britain's Davis Cup final in Belgium is still due to go ahead on Friday, but a football match 30 miles away from Ghent in Bruges will be played behind closed doors tomorrow due to security concerns. Capital city Brussels is on its highest terror alert. Club Bruges supporters won't be allowed to attend tomorrow's Europa League game against Napoli.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.